Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Kathleen Merrigan, Deputy Secretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Kathleen, I have the pleasure to talk to most of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and private sector to achieve mission results. How are you at USDA leveraging partnerships to improve operations?
USDA just entered into a memorandum of understanding with the philanthropic community. We really do need to leverage money in these tight times. And so Secretary Vilsack has been in conversation, as have I, with the foundation community saying, how do we pull our monies together, set priorities? At the same time, we are just launching the Rural Council. Mm-hmm. The president will be on a bus in the Midwest talking about rural America. Cabinet officials will be there. Secretary Vilsack chairs that council, but we'll have other members of the cabinet there talking about what their equities are, what they can put on the table, whether it's more investments in short rail and the Department of Transportation, whether it's the Sustainable Communities Program that Housing and Urban Development oversees, whether it's Secretary Duncan and the Department of Education talking about how we are sure to have school teachers in rural America to help those young families who want to settle there. So we are talking about leveraging, too, across the federal family right now.
What are you doing to promote the next generation of farmers, ranchers, and agricultural stewards in the U.S.?
Well, we have a number of programs. We have a beginning farmer training program. We have a program with our conservation reserve program, which is a land retirement program where a farmer, if he wants to pull his land out of that, can get a financial boost if he hands it over to a beginning farmer. But again, we don't have enough tools in our toolkit to really have that transfer of land to the next generation the way that we need. We have a very interesting challenge, too, right now. People may have seen our new food icon, myplate.gov. It's sort of a replacement for the food guide pyramid. It's a food prompt. It's supposed to make you think about what you eat with obesity, as it is in this country. 1 in 3 children born after the year 2000, if food trends don't change, they're going to develop type 2 diabetes in their lifetime. We've got to do something. So this food icon comes out in a really great time. And one of the things it's supposed to prompt us to think is eating half a plate of fruits and vegetables. So that's great. But people are not nearly there in eating half a plate of fruits and vegetables. How are we going to get people to grow that food, have that available? And one of the interesting things is opportunities in urban agriculture, peri-urban agriculture, vertical farming, where people are actually constructing up and buildings. There are a lot of different ways of doing agriculture that's going to require additional research investment, good old American ingenuity, and really an openness to change.
So what are some of the major opportunities and challenges you see your organization encountering in the future? And how do you envision your department evolving to meet some of these challenges and seize opportunities?
I think a real big challenge is just getting people to understand what the Department of Agriculture does. Do you realize that we do a huge amount of the federal payroll? Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize that even as deputy. I went to the airport and I was fishing in my purse to find my license. But in the meantime, I gave the guy my USDA ID and he said, oh, you pay our salary. I said, no, you're at TSA. He said, no, you pay our salary. And I found out that the National Finance Center that USDA runs cuts a huge number of the federal payroll checks. So even as many years as I've been involved at USDA, in and around USDA and agricultural policy, I am still stunned by the breadth of our reach and all that we do. How do I, if I don't understand that, how do I get John Q. Public to understand that and to support that? So I think that's a huge challenge.
Are there any other challenges around food nutrition services that you wanted to talk about?
Well, you know, we are, isn't it an interesting time? It's a policy paradox, really. How do you have hunger in America? 18 million children food insecure at some point in the year. Obesity, skyrocketing rates. How can you have both? Well, they both stem from the same root cause, and that's lack of access to good, healthy food. And there's been no better messenger than our First Lady, Michelle Obama, who has just danced her way across America with the Let's Move initiative. It's really been pitch perfect on this issue. really incenting communities to get engaged, do things differently. We have a federal family initiative called Feds Feed Families, where we're trying to get all of our employees to donate food for food banks that are stressed now more than ever. USDA, last year we were the top in the federal family. We contributed over 400,000 pounds of food. This year our goal is 500,000 pounds of food. I actually spoke to a team of employees recently in the state office, the USDA Farm Service Agency office in Illinois. They have a people's garden. They put a garden on their property where they use their breaks to tend it. And they come in early and they tend it. It's been great for team building, according to my managers there. And they're donating 4,000 pounds of food to that local food bank from that garden. So there's a lot of really exciting things going on. In this time of budget cutting, there's just poor federal employees. They seem to be people are beating them up. And I, in my work, meet so many people who have worked at USDA 30, 40 years, incredible public servants, incredibly dedicated to the mission of USDA, ready to go that extra mile. They're bringing in that can of food. They care about what we do. And to the extent that I can lift up those stories, I am so excited to do so.
Well, that's a great way to get into the next question, which is, what advice would you give to someone who's considering a career in public service?
Oh, there's nothing better. It's somewhat cyclical. When I was graduating from college and also when I was graduating from my master's program, there was a downturn and the feds weren't hiring then, people said. They're always hiring a little. But bide your time, figure out your strategy. There's nothing more rewarding than working in the public sector, knowing what you do really matters to people, changes lives.
Well, Kathleen, I want to thank you for your time today, but more importantly, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you. I really am so pleased to have so many great employees, again, that are doing the bulk of the work and allowed me this great opportunity to be deputy for a short while.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Kathleen Merrigan, Deputy Secretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.